My name is Chris Dooley, White Lake, Michigan. I'm a warehouse operations manager for a company in Detroit. I'm 53 years old. I plan on retiring when I'm 55 and a half. I have 30 and out at any age, but there will be a small penalty for retiring before I'm 60. But when you do the math, it doesn't weigh out. I'm going to retire.
I can kind of relate to Chris Dooley there. I'm 54. But you want to really screw up the math on calculating your retirement, Lynn? Have a child at age 53, as I did last December.
Fifth
child.
Everything.
Yeah, I have no idea when I'm going to retire. How many times have you recalculated your retirement plans?
The numbers get all funny. Although I have to tell you, I did the introduction for a book a couple of years ago, and the book is called Smart Women Don't Retire, They Break Free. So there's another way to look at
it. So you're not retired, but you've broken free.
Broken free.
Fabulous. Alicia Monell joins us once again, director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Also, Frank Todisco is with us, a senior pension fellow at the American Academy of Actuaries. He's on the line from Washington, D.C. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Alicia, states and governments, let's begin there, are really changing the numbers of retirement, both for their workers and for how they calculate citizens' retirement ages for various sorts of things. What's going on? Give us the picture nationally.
Well, I think the big news is at the state and local level. Those poor plans have been hit by two financial crises in a row. There's very little that sponsors can do to change provisions for current workers, but for new workers, they are changing benefits by making people claim their benefits later. And retirement ages in the state and local sector are really quite young compared to those in the private sector.
And the idea is, I mean, it's sort of what Chris Dooley was saying, 30 and out. Frank Todisco, does the term 30 and out have the same meaning today as it did when Chris might have started in the workforce?
Well, 30 and out means 30 and out, but the question is whether 30 and out is affordable. As people are living longer, provisions like that become more and more expensive to maintain.
And which category of workers is maybe more vulnerable here? If we're to break it down, public sector versus private sector, people with traditional sort of corporate pensions versus maybe line workers who have a union contract, that sort of thing.
Well, as Alicia noted correctly, the retirement ages are generally lower in the public sector. And so there has even been some instances of what you would call pension envy, where people in the private sector look at the benefits in the public sector and see that they don't have that and are calling for greater equity. That's not to say that in some public sector situations and occupations, an early retirement age might be appropriate in the case of police, firefighters, certain other workers.
Alicia, a quick response, and then I have a bunch of listener comments to play for you here.
Yeah, it's really a twofold problem. If you have 30 and out and you've got somebody who's going to get a pension for 55 on, those people are also going to get retiree health insurance from 55 on. So you put the two together and it's extraordinarily expensive.
All right, listen to this listener talking about the trade-off in her life.
We give up certain things for the job security. 5 years ago, my friends who were in sales and advertising were making ridiculous amounts of money for almost no work. And I kept teaching for my 50 grand a year, and here we are now, and they're coming down on us, and I'm like, hey, wait a second, I saved. I have a master's degree. I'm an intelligent person. I could have done other things for more money. So it's almost like it's a trade-off because I gave up enough. I have my job security, but it's for and my retirement benefits, but it's at a cost, and that's that I don't make a lot of money.
Marissa there texted us at 69866 with the word take, and then we got her comment. She's a listener on WNYC here in New York.
And John, it's interesting what she's saying as a teacher, because certainly police officers, firefighters have done reasonably well with their pensions.
Well, but you're also talking about a conflict between sectors of the workforce, public, private, early workers versus people who are just entering the workforce now. Frank Todisco, does 65 as a retirement age have any meaning today?
Well, it does. In fact, in private sector traditional pension plans, defined benefit plans, by law, the normal retirement age cannot be greater than 65. So that the retirement age in any particular pension plan serves as a signal as to when people should retire, given that that's the norm, or it can't be greater than that in private sector plans, that still that number still has a powerful effect.
All right, listen to a person who's probably in what we would not call the sweet spot of trying to figure out what the future holds, someone who's in their late 40s. Listen.
I'm Kevin Stapleton. I'm 48 years old. I live in Troy, Michigan. I operate a satellite truck doing television news and sports broadcasts, and I would like to retire somewhere around the age of 62 or so. I'm afraid I won't be able to retire until much closer to 70. As I look to the future, I've got to have enough money to be able to live through retirement. Social Security, with whatever it may or may not provide at that point in time, is going to have to be supplemented by savings.
So how many people are in that situation, Alicia Munell, working in a dying industry in their late 40s and trying to calculate how much savings they're going to need if they have to work even into their 70s?
I mean, Kevin is correct. Basically, we're living much longer than we did in the past. Social Security is going to provide somewhat less relative to current earnings, even under current law, and then we have a financing problem there. People are relying on 401k plans, and they don't have a lot of money in those plans. So the real key for most people is to work later. And if you take your Social Security benefit at 70 instead of 62, you get a benefit that's 75% higher. But I understand what Kevin's saying. There are no jobs out there right now.
Alicia Munell is director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Thanks so much for being with us. Frank Tedesco, before we go, senior pension fellow at the American Academy of Actuaries. Does this put pressure on younger workers if older workers are staying on the job longer before we go?
Potentially it does, and given the we're in a recession right now, that is a concern. If you look at the whole thing holistically, the entire lifetime balance between work and leisure, one thing that can be done is to trade off a later retirement age for reductions in the intensity of work while working.
Sure. It's all about the trade-offs. Frank Tedesco, thanks so much. Retirement, it isn't just for 65-year-olds anymore. Thanks so much.